And the way this goes is the very first thing that you have to do as a leader, and if you're waiting on your upline to create this thing, you might get very old waiting, because your upline might not even want to do it. And so it's going to be, you know, in other words, like, whose responsibility does it fall to? It falls to someone who's willing to do it. And it might only be you. And so if you look around and there's not anything, then it's you. And so if it's you, then here are the steps that you've got to take. Number one, you're going to have to create the prototype. Now, what is prototype? Prototype means first in time, the very first formed, or the original of something. And so if I were in the kitchen and I was creating a recipe for cookies or something like that, and I wanted all the cookies to look the same, then I would need to make a cookie cutter. That cookie cutter would be the prototype. And that prototype would basically mean that everything after this is going to resemble the cookie cutter that I create. So whether it be a star or an angel or whatever it is, that is the prototype. And so you need to create the prototype that will be the first or the original working successful way to create a customer. Okay? That's what you need to create. And it fundamentally is the model that everything after that will follow, right? So you want to make sure that you check with your upline or, you know, wherever in your organization, in your company, to see if somebody's already built this for you, because it'll save you a lot of time. So here's the way that you go about creating this prototype. Number one is that you want to get customers on your flagship product. So people often throw this objection out at me and they say, but Tim, we have 50 products. Okay, what would I do? You know, we sell them as a kit. First of all, that's not what I would recommend. What I would recommend is that you go and you find whatever the flagship product is. And the flagship is the product that has the most reach coming from a customer base. Okay, so if your product has a, you know, more energy bars that just people love. I was working with someone here recently, and I asked them on a scale from 1 to 10, how enthusiastic are customers about your product? And she says 10 plus. Okay. Well, then that's what product is your flagship. Whatever that is your flagship. So you want to take whatever is the flagship, and sometimes it ends up being the thing that you think is easiest to sell. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What is important is that you find what product focus you're going to have. So then you go out there and you get customers. Now, obviously from my position right here on this phone, there's no way that I can tell you exactly how to get customers for your product. That would be an enormous amount of arrogance on my part to even suggest that I could help you in that from this vantage point. If you and I were together, I'd say, heck, let's go. Let's go to a mall and let's stand at the top of the escalator, and every person who comes across the top of that escalator, you and I are going to talk to, and we're going to figure out how to sell this thing. In other words, whatever it takes, and that's actually the way I went about it, how I figured out how to sell my flagship product, is I just stood there and talked to people until I figured out a way to say it, a way to communicate it, things that worked, things that didn't, until finally I was able to kind of carve out a conversation that I could have based upon the benefits of that product that I would be able to get customers. And, you know, yours might be that you create a postcard and you send those out to 500 people and you see the response that you get. And if the response is zero, okay, very good. Yeah, I got to create another one. And you keep creating until you can get people to reach for the product. Welcome to marketing, right? Marketing is creating people to want your product. So you would be doing that. All right. So let's suppose that you get beyond this step and you're able to sell, let's say, 15 or 20 customers on your flagship product. What you do is then you sit down and you write down what you did to create those 15 or 20 customers. And now you go out there and you get customers based only on what you wrote down. In other words, if it's not written down, you don't say it. And you don't do it if it's not written down. Because slowly but surely, what you're going to try to identify are those steps in sequence that actually creates a customer. Now, what you're experiencing right now is exactly what I had to go through to create the formula called the inviting formula and the 10 communication qualities. And no, it's not an easy task, but it's very worthwhile, especially if there isn't one. So once you've created these steps written down, and then you're able to get out there and get 10, 15, 20 customers off of what you wrote down. Now people say, well, out of how many? Well, that's part of your formula. Okay? You know, like 25% of the people who qualify for the product, at least, I want to have been able to close. I like it to be even more. I like it to be more like 40 to 50% of the people who qualify. Now, what do I mean by qualify? Okay, so you're going through the inviting formula. You greet them and you qualify them. Do they have a reason to want a more energy bar? Okay, if they qualify, then I should be able to close, you know, 25 to 50%, let's say. And if I go strictly off of what I wrote down to be able to bring that person to want the product and to purchase the product, then that thing that you wrote down, those steps, is stamped. And it is called your standard operating procedures, and you do not change that. Because right now you have something that can create customers. Can you get something else that'll get better customers? Maybe, but not right now. Most often I see people running around like crazy trying every system in the world, and they never lock down any one particular method of doing something that they can ever duplicate. If you look at the franchise industry, the franchising industry is the most successful business that there is. The reason that it is successful is because someone goes out there and creates a prototype that actually works. And once that prototype actually works, they write up how they did it. They tell you about the location. They tell you about the postcards that you send out. They tell you about public announcements that they're going to make. They tell you, in other words, they train you on all facets of the prototype. And if you don't have a prototype of how to actually sell the products, then you're replicating a non-prototype business. And so you have to create that prototype that works. All right, so let me back up real quick here. You get on your flagship product and you create customers out of it. Whatever you've got to do, and do it like as rapidly as you can so that you get a momentum so that you know you're able to effectively get the customers. If you try a little thing here and then 2 weeks later you try nothing there, then there's no continuity. There's no connection there. So number one is to get a customer on your flagship product. Write down exactly what you did to create that. Okay? Do those exact procedures again, working exclusively off the write-up. Okay? So go get a customer on nothing but the write-up. And did it create a new customer? If it did, you keep it. If it didn't create customers, in other words, you were not able to create customers off of what you wrote up, you now alter it or throw it away and start over. And you continue to do that until you're able to create customers consistently. And then that becomes your standard operating procedure for getting customers. Now, if it sounds like work to you, good. It's about time that we actually like put into place a prototype. And what you will find astonishing is how rapidly an organization will grow once it does, in fact, have a prototype that works. But I want you to know that that I honor that you spent this time with me. I feel it quite a privilege that I have this opportunity to spend with you. And I hope you have the absolute most prosperous new year that you've ever had. And I genuinely mean that.
Tim and the entire staff at BrilliantExchange.com wish to thank you for putting your trust in us. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Tim explain how the 13 activities in Pocket Tracker will create income and success for you in network marketing. A friendly reminder that this program is protected by copyright law and may not be copied or reproduced without permission from Brilliant Exchange.